Hey, Giants fans. This is Chad from Torchicast, and I was able to catch up with several Giants on the golf course today at Pebble Beach when they took on the 49ers in the Chevron Charity Shootout. Although I did not actually get in a question with Bruce Bochy, I was able to record quite a bit of dialogue between him and a few other reporters, and it was pretty entertaining talking about golf in general and how bad he is, the anxiety level of it, also talking about how tough the West is going to be and the National League is going to be this year, but also about him losing a little bit of weight this year. He does look a little bit slimmer and making some jokes about Pablo, so I hope you enjoy it.
What is the state of your game, dare I ask?
You know what? It's different every day. I don't know how to... You know, how to gauge it, really. But I think I'm hitting a little better than what I did last year, but we'll see.
You say you spent 2 or 3 days here. Is this just kind of like a last vacation before you jump into the season?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a vacation because, you know, the anxiety level's up a little bit right now before we play. But, yeah, it is. You know, come up here and stay at Spanish Bay and have some fun and just kind of, you know, mingle with the fans. Like I said, I get to see Maddie, George Contos, Randy Wynn. You know, we're all playing together. Got a great caddy, Kay Cockrell. She's getting me straightened out here. So
a real golfer.
Yeah, she's a real golfer. But it's not good when you're on the range and she goes, you know, I think you're uncoachable. No, she didn't say that. She wouldn't say that. She's too positive.
Would you like to have some of this weather on those cold July nights?
You know, I like those cold July nights. You know, we're used to it a little bit more than opposing teams, so I'll take them. I want it real cold. I think our players, you know, they adjust to it a little bit easier than the other teams.
Would you ever play in the actual tournament here?
I don't think so. You know, I don't know if I'd hold up that long. You know, it's a lot of, you know, walking, a lot of swings. Yeah. But, you know, I'd think about it. If I did, though, my whole winter would be spent on the golf range getting ready for it.
Right.
I don't know if I have that kind of time.
Right.
Don't you get a little bit antsy right about now this time of year?
Yeah, I'm just talking about that, sure. Super Bowl's over. You know, you see all the Giant fans here. You know, it's time for us to get geared up, ramped up for our season. And, you know, I like what Bobby Evans has done this year. You know, we strengthen the rotation. Depth in our outfield. Guys are healthy. You know, we're ready to go. I think the boys are excited. I know they are. And so, you know, just, you know, a couple weeks away, we'll be playing games in Scottsdale.
Yeah, we're talking next week at this time. We'll be talking to you in Arizona.
Right, right.
And you're right. I mean, you had some holes that were, you know, for this time of year, filled about as good as you could ask them to be filled.
Yeah, really, Bobby and our baseball staff did a great job filling those holes. You know, we added two starters, and of course, Denard's fan. It's a better, stronger rotation lineup, so yeah, it's good to see ownership, you know, step up and do what they did. I mean, we certainly appreciate that, and but I think just getting the guys healthy. I mean, it's hard to, you know, to lose Pence as much as we lost him for last year. Panic, Kane, but the boys are healthy, and I know they're so excited to, you know, just get back on the field. We like our club.
You look in shape for the season. You dropped some pounds?
Or? Yeah, I dropped a few. Yeah, yeah, I needed to. I need to get out to the mound a little quicker. So, I got in a little better routine. Yeah. I'm kind of like Pablo, though. I got to watch it because I can put it right back on as quick as he does. So I got to watch myself.
You don't want any of those scares like last spring training?
No, that's enough of that. So, yeah, it's a wake-up call. It does make you, you know, start to watch it a little bit.
Is there one off-season move that really stands out?
A lot of the off-season moves, obviously, like we just did. The Diamondbacks have had their fair share. Are they looking like the bigger contender than the Dodgers this year?
I don't want to say who's. You know, Dodgers aren't going away. They're so good. They're so solid. And, of course, the Diamondbacks getting Greinke. I mean, they're so much stronger. So it's going to be another tough division, tough league. And you look at some other clubs outside our division, but within our division, other teams have made improvements. So, you know, it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TorchCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TorchCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TorchCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.